My guest today is Wildlife Division Chief Casey Anderson. We're going to talk about winter wildlife and habitat. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Casey, how has the winter been so far for our wildlife?
So far we're coming in looking, you know, a little, probably less than average for snowfall, but we've had some pretty severe cold snaps, you know, that can affect wildlife out on the landscape.
Okay, let's talk deer. I mean, what kind of habitat do deer need?
So, you know, in the wintertime, you're looking at, obviously, a thermal cover, which is something that breaks the wind for them, something that maybe helps them retain body heat, you know, as they're out on the landscape. And then also proximity to food. You know, if winter cover is too far from a food source, there's a lot of exposure that happens just in the traveling process to get to those different sources that they need.
Okay, and we didn't have snow until mid to late December, so that's probably good for deer?
Yeah, the later the snow holds off, you know, the better it is, because it makes those traveling from winter cover to food a lot easier. And it also, you know, just helps them find food, be able to dig down to where food might be or things like that, unless they've found a fairly good source of browse that's up above the snow level. So deer on the landscape seem to be doing fairly well. We haven't had that many issues with deer on the landscape so far. And so as winter goes along and things get, you know, drawn out, they're using up more of their reserves and things, and so time will tell as we move into the latter part of winter.
Okay, let's move into our non-native species, the ringneck pheasant. How do they do in the winter, and especially a winter like this?
So, you know, they're quite a bit smaller, obviously, critter than deer, and so cold spells are really taxing on them. They're not built like a sharp-tailed grouse with feathers all the way down their legs and things like that, and so, you know, they really do rely on thermal cover and then, of course, food sources of energy, you know, so that they can maintain their body condition throughout cold snaps and things like that.
You mentioned sharp-tailed grouse. They are native to North Dakota.
Yeah, and it's always funny, sharp-tailed grouse, you'll see them on the landscape and it's like the cold isn't affecting them. They're out in the open, moving around and feeding. You know, obviously the longer it goes on, you know, the harder it is for them to maintain body condition, but they do fare a lot better than like your pheasants do, just because they're native to this area and they've, you know, developed the system that can deal with it.
Okay, fair amount of snow on the landscape statewide. How do like turkeys and pronghorn and moose and the bigger animals do it?
So turkeys are one of those critters that they really rely on probably a grain type of food source sometime during the winter. And then of course, you know, your wooded areas are where they're going to be hanging out, between wooded areas and some place that has some sort of grain food source, whether it's a field or open, you know, landscape where the wind is maybe blowing it open. And then when you get into like pronghorn, they'll migrate at some level.
Okay.
Trying to get to, you know, food sources and things like that. You know, they're pretty wide open prairie type animals, so, you know, they deal with winters more by movement. And so, you know, in a winter like this, they're probably, you know, maybe moving even sometimes out of the state.
Okay.
You know, right down our major pronghorn population is down along the South Dakota-Montana border in that southwest corner of the state, so we'll see them, you know, moving across borders even if they have to, if winter gets too severe. Well, moose handle winters pretty well. They're long-legged, bigger body, they can travel a little more easily, and they're built for cold country. They can handle the cold quite a bit better.
Casey, everybody knows we're in a drought. We went into the winter in a major drought. How does that affect wildlife habitat?
So it probably affects the winter cover that's out there. Whether it was cattails, you know, in a slough or things like that, that maybe didn't grow as robustly as they normally would over the period of the summer. And then even just grass, that taller grass vegetation and things like that probably isn't as tall as it normally would have been, and so you don't get any windbreak relief from any of that stuff, especially when it fills with snow pretty fast. The other thing that, you know, all of these animals coming into this winter were probably short on reserves as far as fat reserves and energy reserves. And so the worse the winter is, probably the quicker it's going to catch up to them, just because they don't have the ability to, you know, maintain some body condition loss because they came in with a short supply to begin with.
We have more snow on the landscape now than we did all